啊，感谢主，我们今天早上来学习有价值的眼泪。
Thank God, this morning I'd like to study the topic valuable tears.
啊，人是有感情的动物。
As humans, we are emotional animals.
所以有时候随着我们的情绪啊，有喜怒哀乐不一样的表现。
And depending on our emotional state, we express joy, sadness, or anger.
啊，有时候我们在情绪变化的时候有时候会流泪。
And when we are feeling emotional, we will tear up.
有的人是在很快乐的时候也会喜极而泣啊，就是很高兴的时候也会掉眼泪。
And some people in their extreme joy will experience tears of joy.
啊，有时候很悲伤的时候也会哭泣。
And a lot of times when we are sad, we also will weep.
那这个眼泪啊，可以一方面帮助我们眼睛啊，能够得到滋润。
The tears help our eyes to lubricate.
啊，所以有的人呢，患了干眼症啊，没有眼泪。
There are some people who suffers from the lack of tears.
啊，所以眼睛常常感到很干燥，就很不舒服。
So they are they are often discomfort because there's a lack of lubrication.
有时候我们心灵上很痛苦的时候啊，啊，哭一哭就会感到很舒服。
There are times when we're feeling depressed, but after crying a while, we feel a lot better.
啊，所以其实哀哭啊，流泪啊，对我们也有一些心灵上的医治的作用。
Therefore, going through sadness or weeping really can also be helpful to us.
保罗曾经说啊，我们要跟喜乐的人同喜乐，跟哀哭的人同哀哭。
Paul once told us that we should weep with those who are weeping and be joyful with those who are joyful.
有一次拉撒路死掉了。
Once Lazarus passed away,
啊，主耶稣来到伯利恒。
And Lord Jesus came to Bethany.
来到伯大尼。
Lord Jesus came to Bethany.
马大跟玛利亚因为他的弟弟死掉了，很伤心，在哀哭。
And Mary and Martha were very sad because their brother has passed away.
啊，那些来安慰马大、玛利亚的人也哭。
And those who came to comfort them also were weeping together with them.
主耶稣看到这样情形，他也哭了。
And when Lord Jesus saw this scene, he also was caught up in weeping.
因为他感叹这个死亡对人类带来相当大的痛苦。
For he can sense that death really brings about a great pain to humans.
让人感到相当的绝望。
And let us experience desperation.
那众人也看到耶稣哭了。
And the crowd also saw that Lord Jesus wept.
所以他们说，你看他爱这个人啊，是何等的恳切。
And they remarked how deeply he loved this person who passed away.
因为耶稣是充满慈悲怜悯的救主。
For Lord Jesus Christ is a Lord filled with compassion and mercy.
所以他看到众人哭了，他也是哭了。
When he saw the crowd weeping, he too wept.
有的眼泪啊，非常有价值。
Some tears are very valuable.
当然，有的人流泪啊，已经失去它的价值。
But there are some tears that are worthless.
我们看诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm 56.
第八节。
Verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Psalm 56, verse 8.
我几次流离，你多记述。求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不多记在你册子上吗？这是大卫的诗歌。
This is a psalm written by David.
我们知道大卫一生当中啊，受苦相当多。
We know that David suffered greatly throughout his lifetime.
啊，所以他也流了不少的眼泪。
And he has shed many tears.
他说他在痛苦流离当中啊，神都纪念啊，把他记在这个册子上面。
And he described how in his extreme anguish, the Lord recorded all his tears and put them in a container.
说他也求神啊，把他的眼泪能够装在皮带里面。
And he also asked the Lord to put his tears, collect them.
啊，求神啊，能够纪念他的眼泪，让他的眼泪啊不要白流。
And he asked the Lord to remember his tears so that they would not go to waste.
啊，所以有些眼泪啊是能够得到纪念，是有价值的。
There are some tears that are considered valuable and need to be recorded.
啊，但是也有一些眼泪啊是白流的，没有意义的。
But there are some tears that are worthless.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews 12.
十六节。
Verse
16. 希伯来书十二章十六节。
Hebrews 12, verse
16. 十二章十六节。
12, verse 16.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因为一点点的食物，把自己长子的名分卖了。十七节。
17.
后来想要承受父亲所住的福，竟被拒绝。虽然毫不切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。希伯来书的作者把以扫的遭遇啊啊拿出来警告我们。
The author of Hebrews cited the example of Esau as an example as a warning to us.
以扫本来是以撒的长子。
Esau previously was the older son of Jacob.
按照当时的律法，长子可以得到父亲两倍的产业。
Excuse me, the son of Isaac. And according to Hebrew tradition, those who are the firstborn will receive twice the portion.
他能够承受从父亲来的各样福分。
And you'll be able to receive all types of blessings from the
father. 但是以扫却轻看长子的名分。
Nevertheless, Esau really despised his position.
所以借着一点点的食物就把长子的名分卖给他的弟弟。
And because of one bowl of red bean soup, he sold his firstborn right to his brother.
后来这个福分啊被他的弟弟夺去了。
So later his blessings were taken away by his younger brother.
他要求父亲说，难道你没有其他的福气给我吗？
And he begged his father saying that, don't you have any other blessing you can give me?
父亲说啊，儿子啊，我还能够为你做什么呢？
And his father replied, what else can I give you?
因为这个福气啊，你的弟弟已经夺去了。
For the blessings have been taken away by your brother.
说天上的甘露啊，地上的肥土都离开你了。
All the dew and the fertile soils have departed from you.
我们中文的圣经是说给你，但是很多的翻译点呢，都写远离了你。
And so all these good blessings are far away from you.
他说你要靠着刀剑度日。
And you will live by swords.
啊，等到你强盛的时候啊，你才能够挣脱你兄弟的捆锁。
And once you have become strong, then you can shake off the shackle from your brother.
所以后来以扫就失去了福分。
As a result, Esau lost his blessings.
啊，最后以东人的祖孙呐、啊，最后整个就消失掉。
And the offspring of Edomites completely disappear later on.
因为以扫啊，轻看了这个长子的名分呐、啊，后来真的完全失掉了福气。
Because Esau despised his firstborn right, therefore, in the end, he completely lost his inheritance.
说那个时候，他虽然哀哭切求啊，但是得不着门路。
And even though he was weeping with great anguish, but he received nothing.
没有办法让父亲的心意回转。
He could not turn back the heart of his father.
我们再看撒母耳记下十八章。
Second Samuel, chapter 18.
撒母耳记下十八章
Second Samuel 18
32节
Verse 32
十八章三十二节
18:32
王问古士人说啊，撒人人押沙龙平安不平安？古士人回答说啊，愿我主我王的仇敌啊，和一切兴起要杀害你的人都与那少年人一样。三十三节
33.
王就心里伤痛，上城门楼去哀哭，一边走一面说啊，我儿亚沙龙啊，我儿我儿亚沙龙啊，我恨不得替你死，亚沙龙啊，我儿啊我儿。 这是大卫啊，为着他儿子亚沙龙哀哭。
This records David weeping over his son Absalom.
大卫啊，有很多的孩子。
David had many sons.
但是可能因为他常常流离啊，所以没有好好的管教这些孩子。
Maybe because he didn't really tutor them correctly.
那所以这些孩子之间啊，彼此相杀。
As a result, his sons kill each other.
亚沙龙曾经啊，把他的大哥啊暗恋杀掉。
And Absalom also killed his older brother.
啊，最后又叛变啊，要杀害他的父亲，想要得父亲的王位。
He later tried to overthrow his father and kill his father to assume the kingship.
所以讲起来是一个相当悖逆的一个儿子。
So we can really consider this person to be a person of extreme rebellion.
啊，亚沙龙联合了一些啊无知的以色列百姓。
For Absalom united, rallied those people who were ignorant to
his side. 啊，发动叛变啊，攻进到耶路撒冷城。
And he started a rebellion to overthrow the city of Jerusalem.
大卫啊，跟一些部下他们在匆忙当中啊逃走。
And David and his high-ranking officers departed and fled.
后来约押带着军队啊，跟亚沙龙的军队打仗。
And Joash brought his army and fought with Absalom's army.
最后亚沙龙啊，他的头发被割在树枝上面。
Lastly, Absalom's hair was caught in the tree branch.
啊，约押就把他杀掉了。
And Joash killed him.
因为当他们要出去出战的时候。
When they were going out to battle,
大卫再三的交代他的部下说啊，你们要恩待那个少年人。
And when they set out to battle, David reminded his people to treat his son with grace.
啊，但是最后啊，这个亚沙龙啊，还是被约押把他杀掉了。
But in the end, Absalom was still killed by his general.
所以当报信的人回来告诉大卫说，我们已经得胜了，已经太平了。
When the messenger came to tell David that his enemy had been destroyed,
大卫就想到说，那个少年人亚沙龙怎么样？
David inquired, "What about my son Absalom?"
报信的人说啊，愿所有王的仇敌都跟那个少年人一样。
The Cushite replied, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all those who rise up to harm you be like a young man."
所以大卫就知道啊，亚沙龙被杀了。
And David knew right there and then that Absalom was killed.
所以他心里非常的伤痛。
He was extremely saddened.
说到城楼那边啊，在一边哭啊，一边走。
He went up to the gateway and wept.
啊，一直没有办法受安慰。
And he could not be consoled.
啊，本来军队啊打胜仗回来。
Originally, when the army returns victoriously,
但是一听到大卫在哀哭。
But once they heard that David was weeping,
结果整个军队啊，大家就好像打败仗一样。
As a result, the entire army felt as if they had been defeated.
失掉了那个得胜的喜乐。
They had lost the joy of triumph.
啊，后来约押才去告诉大卫。
And later, the general came to David.
说你如果不去出去安慰这些啊，为你打仗的这些将士。
That if you do not go and encourage the soldiers who fought so bravely for you.
啊，你只顾在那边哀哭的话。
And if you just continue to weep.
今天晚上啊，可能所有的人都离开你了。
And very likely tonight, all the people who follow you will depart.
我们看到说啊，这是父母亲啊，虽然孩子那么悖逆啊，想要把他杀掉。
This is a reflection of parental heart. Even though the son is so rebellious and wishing for his death,
死掉了，他还是相当的哀伤啊，不断的哭泣。
But David still felt great sorrow and wept over his rebellious son.
但是我们看到大卫现在哭泣啊，已经迟了，已经这个遗憾啊，已经造成了。
We see that his tears are too little, too late.
啊，已经没有办法再挽回了。
And there's no way to salvage the situation.
所以我们看到有些眼泪啊是流得太慢了。
And we see that some tears are shed too late.
已经没有它真正的价值。
It has lost its value.
圣经里面提到有一些眼泪是相当有价值的眼泪。
The Bible also records of some valuable tears.
我们看撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
撒母耳记上一章第六节。
First Samuel 1 verse 6.
比尼拿看到神不使哈拿生育。就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。第七节。
Seven.
每年上到神的殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，比尼拿能是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。第八节。
Eight.
他丈夫以利加拿对他说：“哈拿，你为何不哭泣？”不吃饭呢，心里愁闷呢，有我不比十个儿子还好吗？好，我们看第十节。
Verse ten.
第十节，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷神呢、啊。这里谈到这个祷告的眼泪啊，是有价值的。
This passage mentions the valuable tears.
哈拿因为没有孩子啊，他说有人激动他跟他作对。
Because Hannah was barren, therefore, her fellows.
所以呢，心里感到很愁苦啊，没有办法得安慰。
Her rival provoked her to tears, and she cannot be at peace.
所以呢，只有到会幕啊，在神的面前啊，在那里痛痛哭泣，祷告神。
It was only when she came before the Lord's temple that she could weep.To her heart's content.
那向神祈求说啊，神啊，求你啊，能够垂顾给你的苦情。
She prayed to the Lord, asking the Lord to look kindly upon her. Upon her.
你是给我一个儿子，我要让他终身来服侍你。
To give her a son, and she will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life.
那当时士师以利啊，看到哈拿在那边祷告。
When The priest Eli saw Hannah praying.
以为她是一个喝醉酒的妇人。
He mistook her for a drunken woman.
说，你这个妇人呢，你要醉到什么时候呢？
And said, How long will you keep on getting drunk?
Hannah 说，我是一个心里愁苦的妇人。
Hannah replied, I'm a woman who is deeply troubled.
啊，清酒、浓酒我都没喝。
I have not been drinking wine or beer.
因为我有很多的苦情啊。在神的面前呢、啊，倾心吐意。
I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
那以利说啊，如果这样的话，愿你平平安安回去。
Eli answered, "Go in peace."
愿神按照你所求的来赐福给你。
May the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of Him.
结果神垂听了哈拿的祷告。
And、the Lord answered Hannah's prayer.
赐给他一个儿子。
And gave her a son.
后来孩子渐渐长大，他就把这个孩子。带回到会幕，让他在那边服侍神。
When her son grew up, she fulfilled her promise and brought her son back to serve God.
他说：“这个孩子是我在祷告当中啊，向神求来的。”
And she said that this is a son that she obtained through prayer to God.
所以，因为他痛痛哭泣的祷告神呢、啊、
，And because she poured out her soul and in bitterness and crying to God.
所以他的祷告蒙神纪念。
As a result, God listened to her prayer.
神垂听他的祷告，按照他所祈求的而来应许成全给他。
God answered her prayer and granted her wish.
他说因为流泪的祷告啊，得到垂听，得到安慰。
Her prayer of tears was answered and she was comforted.
西家曾经生重病。
Hezekiah once was deeply afflicted.
先祖跟他讲说啊，你会死，没有办法活下去了。
Prophet came to him and told him that you're going to die for sure.
因为你得到了必死的病。
For you have caught a terminal disease.
你如果有什么遗嘱的话，要交代清楚。
And prepare yourself for death.
他说西西家就转脸朝墙。
And Hezekiah turned around facing the wall.
向神痛痛的哭泣祷告。
He wept bitterly to God.
那先知出去了以后啊，神就叫他说：“你回去。”
And when the prophet went out, God told him to return.
你告诉西西家王说我要加添他15年的寿命。
To inform Hezekiah that he will receive another 15 years of life.
所以因为他的祷告啊得到神的垂听啊。
For God had answered his prayer.
我们再看一下约伯记16章。
Turn to Job 16.
约伯记16章。
Job 16.
20节。
Verse 20.
约伯记十六章，我们从十八节开始看。
Job 16 verse 18。
十六章十八节。
Job 16:18。
说地啊，不要遮盖我的血，不要阻挡我的哀求。十九节。
19。
现今在天有我的见证，在上有我的中保。二十节。
20。
我的朋友讥诮我。我却向神啊，眼泪汪汪。这是约伯的祷告。
This is a prayer, Job.
诗里面讲啊，约伯是一个敬畏神啊，远离恶事的一个人。
Job was a person who was very God-fearing and stay far away from evil.
但是因为受到魔鬼的试探啊，把他所有的一夜之间啊，全部都让他失去了。
But he was subject to the trial from Satan, and he lost everything he possessed in overnight.
他全身又长疮。
He also had boils throughout his body.
在那个炉灰当中啊，非常的痛苦。
And he was in great pain, lying in ashes.
本来有三个朋友从远地要来安慰他。
He had three friends who came to comfort him.
但他们看到约伯的苦情啊，七天七夜一句话都没有办法讲出来。
And when they saw the devastating state of Job, they could not speak for 7 days and nights.
后来他的朋友看到说啊，约伯所遭遇到这么大的苦情。
And his friends noticed that he had suffered so greatly.
他们私下就判断说，约伯一定犯罪得罪神。
And they judged that he must have sinned against God somehow.
所以他们就不断的责备约伯。
So they continue to lob against
Job. 说神是公义的。
And saying that God is just.
人如果没有犯罪，神怎么会这样来惩罚你呢？
If human beings did not sin, why would God treat you so?
约伯已经在痛苦当中啊，没有办法得安慰。
And Job was already in great pain and distress. He could not receive any comfort.
又遭遇到这些朋友啊，不断的讥诮他，责备他。
And he also received this kind of severe criticism from his friends.
那他好像在那个伤口当中啊，又加上了很多盐一样。
This kind of mocking was like rubbing salt to the wounds.
所以他说啊，他实在没有办法得安慰啊。
And he said that he could receive no comfort.
所以他只有不断的向神哀求。
The only thing he could do was to cry continually to God.
他说神啊，他说地啊，你不要遮盖我的血。
Oh earth, do not cover my blood.
你们不要阻挡我的哀求。
And may my cry never be laid to rest.
啊，我已经在苦难当中了，啊，但是朋友还不断的讥诮我。
I'm already in great pain, but my friends mock me.
那我只有在神的面前啊，泪眼汪汪的向神苦求。
I can only pour out my tears to God.
我们看到他的哀哭啊，啊，后来能够得到神的安慰。
We see how he was greatly consoled by God later on.
所以让他能够从苦境当中转回。
And he was turned back from his state of sadness.
啊，最后神给他加倍的祝福。
And God blessed him doubly.
在圣经里面说啊，哀哭的人啊，就能够得到喜乐。
The Bible tells us that those who weep will receive comfort.
主耶稣说哀痛的人有福了。
Lord Jesus says, blessed are those who weep.
因为他们可以得到安慰。
For they will be comforted.
在我们人生当中啊，有很多的痛苦的事情。
In this lifetime, we experience many sadness.
所以人生说是从哭开始啊，也是从哭结束。
Some people say that we begin our life with crying and also end our life with crying.
啊，生老病死都是人生啊非常大的痛苦。
Birth, aging, and dying are all the sadness we must go through.
人在苦难当中啊，常常会哀伤流泪。
And when we're going through troubles, we will be in tears.
啊，但是在痛哭流泪当中啊，神会安慰我们。
But in the midst of our tears, God will break comfort to us.
啊，所以尤其这种祷告的眼泪啊，啊，这是有价值的。
And especially when we shed tears during our prayers, it's considered valuable.
另外一种是悔改的眼泪。
Another type of tears is one of repentance.
你看马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
七十五节。
Verse 75.
马太福音二十六章七十五节。
Matthew 26, verse 75.
彼得想起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭啊。彼得非常的爱主，这是没有办法否定的。
And it's undeniable that Peter loved the Lord very much.
因为他立志跟主同死。
For he had sworn to die together with the Lord.
所以主耶稣对他讲说，你要三次不认我。
And nevertheless, Lord Jesus told him that you will deny me three times.
彼得说，我怎么会不认你呢？
And Peter remarked, how is it that I will deny you?
我就是跟你一起死啊，我都愿意。
I'm willing to even die with you.
那这是彼得啊，爱主的心啊，我们没有办法否定的。
So this is the heart of Peter in loving God.
但是我们往往看到人的心灵愿意啊，但是有时候肉体软弱。
We often see that though the flesh is willing, but the spirit is, though the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
当主耶稣被抓去的时候啊，门徒都离开了。
When Lord Jesus was captured, and all his disciples departed.
但是彼得没有离开，他只是远远的跟随主。
But Peter did not flee away, but he followed from a distance.
他渐渐的看到整个光景不好。
He could see that the situation was growing worse.
虽然他也跟进到那个大祭司的院子里面。
Even though he was inside the yard of the high priest.
但是他看到主耶稣被审判被定罪。
And he saw that Lord Jesus was judged and sentenced to die.
他虽然跟随主，但是心中啊越来越害怕。
Even though he had followed the Lord closely, but he was gripped with fear.
所以有人说啊，你就是跟耶稣同党的。
And some people pointed out to him that you're the follower of Jesus.
所以他就害怕，不敢承认。
And he was very frightened and did not admit to.
甚至最后啊，发出起誓啊，说我根本就不认识这个人。
He even sworn that he never knew of Jesus.
那个时候啊，突然间啊，鸡叫了。
And at that moment, suddenly the rooster crowed.
啊，耶稣啊，看着彼得一眼。
And Lord Jesus looked at Peter.
彼得想起主耶稣对他所讲的话。
And Peter remembered what the Lord had told him.
他想到我怎么这么软弱。
And he thought of his own weaknesses.
主耶稣这么爱我。
That Lord Jesus loved him so much.
我却真的三次不承认他。
But he indeed denied Jesus three times.
啊，所以他就跑出去啊，痛哭。
And he went outside and wept bitterly.
因为这一次的痛哭啊，让他从那个软弱当中啊，能够切实的悔改，来重新得到力量。
Through this bitter weeping, he returned and regained strength.
所以后来在五旬节得到圣灵以后啊，他整个人完全的改变。
On the day of Pentecost, after he received the Holy Spirit, he completely turned around.
啊，为主耶稣传福音啊，不怕鞭打，不怕下监啊。
He preached the gospel of Christ and he was willing to go to prison or die.
所以借着这个悔改的哀哭啊，让他重新得到力量。
So through this repentant weeping, his prayer was strengthened.
所以这种悔改的眼泪啊，就是有价值的。
Repentant tears are therefore considered valuable.
我们看诗篇的五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
看第一节
，Verse 1，
诗篇五十一篇的第一节
，Psalm 51:1。
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。第二节
，Two。
求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并解除我的罪。第三节
，Three。
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。第四节。
Four.
我向你犯了罪，唯独得罪了你。 在你的眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为轻正。第七节
seven.
第七节
verse seven.
请问你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净，只要你洗涤我，我就比以前更白。这是大卫犯了罪啊以后啊，他所写的诗歌。
After David committed sin, he wrote the psalm.
因为他犯了一个相当严重的罪。
He had done something very severe.
啊，先知责备他以后啊，他说：“我真的得罪神了。”
And Prophet Nathan came to rebuke him. He admitted to his wrongs.
啊，讲起来这是相当不容易的。
This is really a hard thing to do.
我们看到有很多的君王，当先知指责他的错的时候啊，他就要把那个先知抓起来关，或者是把他杀掉。
There were many kings who were once they were warned by prophets, they instead of listening, they would arrest these prophets or kill them.
但是大卫却真诚的在众人面前呢、啊，坦诚的承认自己的罪。
But David was different. He was willing to openly confess of his sins.
他一直在为自己的罪啊忧伤痛悔流泪。
He continued to weep over his transgressions.
在诗篇的第六篇里面呢、啊、
，In Psalm 6,
说他常常为自己的罪啊流泪哀哭。
Recorded that he often wept over his sins.
说甚至啊那个流的泪水啊都能够把那个床单啊都能够飘起来。
And the amount of tears that he had was so much that it could even flow his bed.
啊，让他的被褥啊，整个都湿透了。
And to drench his, couch with tears.
啊，当然就是形容啊，他怎样为自己的罪啊，哀哭流泪，彻底的痛悔。
Of course, this is a simile describing how much he wept for his sin.
因为他知道说，唯有切实的痛悔啊，流泪啊，才能够得到神的怜恤。
For he understood it is only through tears and repentant cries that he could receive forgiveness from God.
所以说神啊，你本不是喜悦祭物的神。
And he said that our God is not one who is pleased with mere sacrifices.
你如果喜欢什么祭物啊，我都可以献上。
Because if you only take delight in sacrifice, I can offer you anything you want.
但是我知道啊，你不是喜爱这个。
But I know that you do not delight in this kind of sacrifice.
你所喜爱的就是忧伤痛悔的心灵。
But you delight in a broken and contrite heart.
因为忧伤的灵啊，痛悔的心啊，你绝对不轻看的。
Because you will not despise a broken, contrite heart.
所以因为他流泪哀哭的痛悔。
Because he's weeping and deep repentance.
所以神借着先知告诉他，你不必不至于死。
Therefore, God, through his prophet, told him that you will not die.
我已经赦免了你的罪。
I have forgiven your sins.
啊，当然，你犯罪的结果啊，啊，也要受到一些惩罚。
Nevertheless, you must pay the price of your sins.
但是神却留下他的灵命。
But God saved his soul.
啊，这是大卫在犯罪当中啊，彻底的悔改。
And though David had sinned, but he completely repented.
啊，所以圣经里面说啊。哀痛的人啊，能够得安慰。
Bible tells us that those who weep will be comforted.
当然，生活当中的痛苦啊，我们常常会哀哭流泪。
And we often weep over the troubles in life.
但是更有价值的就是为我们的过患，为我们的罪过哀哭流泪。
But what is more valuable is to weep over our transgressions.
啊，这样的眼泪啊是。能够蒙神纪念的。
When we do so, God will remember our tears.
在连二十八章里面说啊
，In Proverbs 28 tells us，
说掩盖自己的罪过啊，绝对没有办法蒙通。
That those who cover up their sins will never be successful.
啊，但是能够承认离弃罪过的，他就能够得到怜恤。
That those who can openly confess will be spared.
因为为罪痛悔的眼泪啊，神会把它装在皮带里面。
For God will remember and collect all the tears who are shed during a repentance.
那再来就是彼此饶恕的眼泪。
Another one is the a tear of forgiveness.
我们看创世纪的45章。
Genesis 45.
创世纪45章。
Genesis 45.
第一节。
Verse 1。
45章第一节。
Genesis 45 verse 1。
约瑟在左右站着的人面前，停不住劲，昏了一声说：“人都要离开我出去。”约瑟和弟兄相认的时候，并没有一人在站在他面前。第二节。
Two。
他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。第三节。
Three。
约瑟对他兄弟说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？”他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶。第四节。
Four。
约瑟又对兄弟说：“请你们进前来。”他们就进前来。他说：“我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。”第五节。
Five。
现在不要因为把我卖到埃及，卖到这里助忧自恨。这是神差我在你们以先来，我要保全生命。我们再过来看十四节。
Verse 14。
四十五章十四节。于是约瑟伏在他兄弟便雅悯的颈项哭，便雅悯也在他的颈项哭。十五节。
15。
他又与众弟兄亲嘴，抱着他们哭，随后他弟兄们就和他说话。约瑟被他的兄弟啊把他出卖。
Joseph's brother sold him as slave。
所以在埃及啊，举目无亲啊，受苦做人家的奴隶。
And he became a slave in Egypt without any relatives.
后来又被诬告啊，在监狱里面呢、啊，下监受苦。
Later he was falsely accused and sent to prison.
啊，经过了十几年的苦难以后啊，后来有机会，神高升他为宰相。
After 10 years of suffering.Finally, God gave him a chance to become the prime minister.
啊，他的兄弟啊，到因为饥荒啊，来到埃及买粮食。
Because of the famine, his brothers came to Egypt to purchase grains.
啊，最后啊，约瑟跟他的兄弟相认。
And finally, Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
那个时候啊，他的兄弟啊，看到约瑟，他们都很惊慌。
And these brothers became terrified.
因为没有想到他们把他出卖本来要把他杀掉的这个弟弟啊，后来成为埃及的宰相。
For they never expected in their wildest dream that the brother they sold off as a slave would later become the prime minister of Egypt.
啊，耶稣啊，跟他们相认以后啊，第一句话就是说啊，我的父亲还在吗
？And Joseph's first question was, "Is my father still alive?"
然后对他们兄弟说啊，你们不要因为把我卖到埃及。
And later he encouraged him, saying, "Do not be distressed or angry with yourself for selling me here."
因为是神啊，先差遣我到这里来，为着要保全我们全家人的生命。
Because it was to save the lives that God sent me ahead of you.
所以耶稣跟他兄弟啊相认以后啊，彼此抱着大家痛哭啊。
And after he made known to his brothers, he embraced them and wept together.
虽然十几年啊受尽了很多的委屈。
And even though he has suffered so many unjust wrongs.
但是耶稣本身啊一点那个怀恨都没有。
But Joseph did not hold any grudges.
因为他明白神的旨意。
For he understood the will of God.
所以他完全啊饶恕了他们的兄弟。
And he completely forgave his brothers.
啊，所以亲情啊，骨肉能够彼此相见面啊，他真的在那抱头痛哭啊。
And so flesh and blood were embraced together with great tears and weeping.
啊，然后叫他们兄弟回去以后啊，要把父亲全家人都带到埃及的。
And Joseph later told his brother to return, bring the entire household, including the father, back to Egypt.
耶稣把他们安置在最美的歌珊地。
And Joseph arranged for them to live in the best land, Goshen.
来照顾啊，养活他们全家人。
And to raise livestock and to give them a honest living.
后来父亲离世了。
Later, the father passed away.
他们兄弟啊，又感到害怕。
Now the brothers once again felt terrified.
因为他们想到说，过去啊，啊，对耶稣很不好。
For they had remembered how badly they mistreated Joseph in the past.
现在可能啊， 爸爸不在了，约瑟可能会报复我们。
Now that father is not alive anymore, he will possibly take revenge.
所以他们就派人去告诉约瑟。
So they sent messenger to Joseph.
说你的兄弟啊，虽然恶待你。
Saying that even though your brothers have mistreated you,
但是父亲在世的时候啊，说求你能够饶恕他们。
But the father had already said that please forgive your brothers.
说约瑟听了这个话以后啊，他就痛哭。
When Joseph heard this, he was in great tears.
他对他的兄弟说啊，虽然你们以前是想要害我，没有错。
Joseph responded that even though you meant harm for me,
啊，但是啊，我难道能够代替神吗？
But am I in the place of God?
你们虽然想要害我，
even though you meant harm for me,
但是神的意思原来是好的。
But the will of God is good.
神让我来到这里。
He sent me here first.
为着要养活我们全家。
In order to spare the lives of our whole family.
能够保全我们全家人的生命。
To preserve the lives of all our family.
啊，能够成就啊今日的光景。
So that we can experience life today.
所以耶稣就用了很多的安慰的话来安慰他的兄弟。
And Joseph comforted his brothers with many encouraging words.
所以我们看到耶稣这种饶恕弟兄的眼泪啊，真的是相当有价值啦，相当有意义的。
We see that the tears of forgiveness that Joseph shed for over his brothers truly is very meaningful and valuable.
所以我们看到说啊，这个约瑟啊得到特别的祝福。
And we see how Joseph was especially blessed.
我们看创世纪49章。
Genesis
49. 22节。
Verse 22.
创世纪49章22节到26节。
Genesis 49 verse 22 to 26.
这是雅各在祝福约瑟。
Jacob was blessing Joseph.
说约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全盘多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。23节。
23.
弓箭所将他苦害，向他射箭，逼迫他。24节。
24.
但他的弓啊，仍旧坚硬。他的手啊，健壮敏捷，这是因为以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。25节。
25.
你父亲的神必帮助你，那全能者必将天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福，都是给你。26节。
26.
你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭，自己的边界，这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄啊迥别之人的头上。所以我们看到说这个约瑟啊，他的爱特别大。
We see that Joseph was especially blessed.
所以他领受的祝福啊也特别的多。
Because he had extra love for others.
所以他那一种骨肉的亲情啊，啊所出的爱，饶恕的眼泪啊，啊蒙神纪念。
And God really remember his tears of forgiveness, for he had such a kind-hearted heart.
所以主耶稣说啊，我们也要从内心里面呢 啊切实来饶恕我们的弟兄。
Lord Jesus tells us that we also have to forgive our fellow brothers from the bottom of our heart.
我们再讲一点呢，就是彼此代祷的眼泪。
Now the joy of the tears of interceding.
主耶稣要被抓去啊审判的时候。
When Lord Jesus was arrested before the judgment.
有很多的妇女啊跟着在那边大哭。
There are many women following him and weeping loudly.
主耶稣转过来说耶路撒冷的妇女啊。
And Lord Jesus turned and told them that women of Jerusalem,
你们不要为我哭,
do not weep for me.
要为你们自己跟你们的儿女哭,
weep for yourself and your children.
因为主耶稣是甘愿啊，担当我们的罪啊，被抓去受刑罚。
For Lord Jesus was willing to be arrested and die on our behalf.
所以他说，我们应当为我们自己，为我们的儿女啊来哭。
Therefore, Lord Jesus told them that we should pray for, we should cry for ourselves and our children.
我们做父母亲的常常为我们的家人，为我们的儿女啊，有时候他们遭遇到辛苦的事情，或者是遇到病痛啊，为他们哀哭。
As parents, we our heart often goes out to our children whenever they experience pain or distress, and we shed tears for them.
因为父母亲的爱啊，这是天性。
For it's very human nature to have great love for our children.
迦南的妇人呢，因为女儿犯鬼。
The Canaanite woman, because she had a demon-possessed daughter.
所以为了让她的女儿得平安啊，她可以甘愿忍受各样的羞辱。
And in order for her daughter to be healed, she was willing to suffer any kind of humiliation.
让她的女儿能够得到平安。
As long as her daughter will be healed.
一个父亲啊，儿子患病。
There was a father whose son was demon-possessed.
他求耶稣说啊，你如果能够做什么，求你能够帮助我们。
And he begged Lord Jesus saying that if you can do anything, please help us.
耶稣说啊，主要你有信心啊，在信的人凡事都能。
Lord Jesus responded, as long as you have faith, and whoever has faith, well, everything is possible.
后来这个父亲啊，说流泪哀哭向耶稣求。
And this father begged the Lord Jesus with tears.
说主啊，我信啊，但是我信不够。
I believe, but my faith is inadequate.
啊，求你能够帮助我们。
Please, please help us.
所以父亲啊，为着儿女的病痛啊，哀哭流泪的求。
And see this father crying, weeping and interceding for his son.
但是虽然为他们肉体上、物质上的需要祈求是需要的。
And of course, we should pray for our children, for their physical needs.
但是为着儿女的灵性哀哭啊，更是有价值。
But it's even more valuable if we pray with tears for our children's spirituality.
所以为着我们的儿女，他们的信仰，他们的灵性，他们的品德，我们要常常为他们关心，为他们哀哭。
So we should often intercede with tears, for our children. When it comes to faith and cultivation and character.
我们今天能够为他们哀哭啊，我们将来才能够为他们得喜乐。
Because when we weep now, in the future, we will be in great joy.
我们也要为着教会的圣工啊，为着软弱的弟兄姊妹哀哭流泪的祷告。
We should also intercede with weeping and tears for the church work and people who are suffering in
hell. 因为这样的眼泪啊，是能够蒙纪念的。
This kind of tear is valuable. God will remember.
我们看到尼希米啊，为着圣城啊被毁掉啊，所以他流泪哀哭。
Nehemiah wept bitterly because the holy city was destroyed.
禁食昼夜祈求。
And he fasted many nights.
啊，经过了四个月以后啊，神给他一个机会啊，可以回去把圣城啊。
After 4 months of continued prayer, God granted him a chance to return and rebuild the city.
所以诗篇里面说，我们要常常为耶路撒冷求平安。
In the book of Psalms, it tells us that we have to often pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
爱耶路撒冷的人呢，就能够得到兴旺。
Whoever loves Jerusalem will receive prosperity.
我们来看腓立比书第三章。
Turn to Philippians 3.
腓立比书三章十七节。
Philippians 3, verse 17.
三章十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些啊，照我们榜样行的人。十八节。
18.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。十九节。
19.
他们的结局就是沉沦。他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们看到保罗啊，常常为着软弱迷失的弟兄姊妹哀哭流泪的祷告。
Paul often interceded for brothers and sisters who were weak in faith with tears.
所以他要离开以弗所的时候，
when he left Ephesus,
他把长老都找来。
And he called for all the elders.
说你们要好好的牧养神的教会。
That you have to be diligent in serving the church of God.
我离开了以后,
Once I depart, there will be ravenous wolves who come amongst you.
所以你们要好好地照管神的教会。
And you must take good care of the church of God.
那你们也要纪念啊, 我在3年当中啊, 不断地为你们流泪劝导你们。
And also remember that for 3 years, I have interceded with tears and to encourage you.
所以一些跟得救有关系的，我都没有一样避讳不讲的。
And I've instructed you on all the teachings concerning salvation.
所以我们看到一些牧者啊，有时候为着教会弟兄姊妹的软弱啊，常常忧伤、流泪、祷告。
We see that there are shepherds in church that would often intercede with tears for the fellow.
这样的眼泪啊，是能够蒙神纪念的。
Such type of tears will be remembered.
所流泪撒种的啊，将来就能够欢呼收割。
For those who sow with tears will reap a joy in the future.
虽然他们经过流泪谷啊，将来都要变为泉源之地。
Though they have gone through the valley of tears, they will traverse on fertile land.
因为有秋雨之福啊，遍满了全谷。
For the abundant rain will come upon the whole nation.
我们来唱诗520首。
Sing him 520.